This is NotCast.
Touch it.
Give mind to things you've tried. I'm the one that can satisfy you.
So welcome to NotCast, episode 250, unknotted,
and
or not furled, one
and,
or the
and
other.
By NotCast, he means unfurled. Ah, we're taking over. We took over the podcast for everyone.
Greetings, your host for today will be Tal and Roland with your slaves, Fuzzwolf and Keo.
Yay!
Bitches.
Oh, shut up. You're in the same position you always are. This is new for me.
Yeah. Well, new for... I don't think I've... Have we done a podcast before, Fuzz, together? I know you did one with Roland.
I did one with Roland.
That was the huge Combine-a-cast.
Yeah. I don't think Tal and I have ever been on the same podcast.
Or Keo. I haven't been on one with Keo before at all. Yeah. You might notice the audio sounds a little different from your normal NotCast episodes, and that's because we...
It's much better.
It's because we hauled all of our equipment down from the Canadas.
This sounds from Canada.
From the fabled Canadas.
The fabled Canadas.
America's hat.
Yeah.
Everything sounds so silky smooth because it's running on maple syrup.
Maple syrup does not make things run smoothly.
And moose tears.
Moose tears make things run smoothly.
Running on fried butter because Texas.
Too bad mooses don't cry. Mooses just fuck things up.
Did I not have tear ducts?
Meese are very dangerous.
They are insanely dangerous and huge and angry at all times.
They are also insanely huge.
Yeah. Omar. Don't fuck with moose.
There's an ominous plate of cookies on the table.
There is an ominous plate of cookies. Do you want a cookie?
I totally want a cookie.
Are we totally going to make like for what it's worth now and eat a cookie on the podcast?
You can kind of hear the plate when it hits the table, but yeah. Me and Roland decided we were going to take a road trip.
Yay. Hey, Roland, you want to go on a road trip? Yeah, okay.
I just opened a door one day, and there was these two scruffy Canadians on the doorstep.
Coincidentally, just moments after tweeting, prepare your anus, your doorbell rang.
Yes, I noticed that. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
We did a bit of a video blog, too, on the trip. You can find
on
all
the YouTubes.
Yeah, well, you can find the links and all that to the videos. They're on my Twitter. I'm going to whore out my Twitter. Follow me at Talbull.
Don't.
T-A-L-B-U-L-L. And all the videos are on there. You can see us on our road trip to Texas.
At Talbull Fag on Twitter.
That's a different account. And it's not Talbull Fag.
Oh, is that your AD?
It is. I have an AD. I do.
Talbull gaping hole.
No.
Talbull swirling vortexes.
My crevices are leaking.
Oh dear. Maybe you should get that looked at.
Yeah. Well, no. It's from when we were going down to AnthroCon. We had the car completely packed full of shit. And like all the crevices in my car were full. And at one point I like hit the brakes and a bunch of shit just started coming out of different areas of my car. And yeah, my crevices were leaking.
I've had that happen.
Yeah.
Crushed under hundreds of pounds of furry porn if I hit the brakes too hard.
Oh God. Yeah, I know it sucks.
One day I'm going to read that news story and it's going to be good.
Yeah. The headline will be, he died as he lived.
You live by the furry porn. You die by the furry porn.
Better than impaled by a bad dragon.
Well, some people might like that.
What a way to go. Mr. Hand style.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Never.
Never. You're making like noises at me, and I can't hear them because you're not doing them into a microphone. So, Fuzz here told us that he wants us to read some news articles on this episode of Notcast.
Yeah, I wanted it to be like a bastard child of both podcasts. So.
Can we call this episode of Notcast the Canadianing?
No, I was going to call it Not Furled.
Not Furled.
Slow and apologetic.
Slow and apologetic.
I'm sorry we gave you really bad advice last week.
Yeah. Well, I do have a news article here. No, don't play the Angela Anaconda opening. Don't do that laptop.
I was like, why are you opening YouTube?
Why? Why is that open?
Because I was going to show them. Oh. And then we started.
Yeah, that was sudden, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like a magical slow. We just sort of eased into that. So good luck to Saverin for finding the actual beginning
decision
of this podcast. So a bridge in a small township in Illinois. Or Illinois. How do you?
Illinois.
Yeah. I've been pronouncing that wrong for
Illinois.
Years.
Illinois. No, not really.
So.
Oh, this is great. We get to like tell you how to pronounce all the American names.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll be talking about Massachusetts and massive
Appalachian Mountain.
I'm going to be calling it Maryland. I don't.
Maryland.
Yeah, Maryland.
So anyway, in Illinois, a small township known as Kane Township, there's this bridge, or at least there was, a 20-foot long, 10-foot wide bridge that farmers used that was stolen. Yeah.
Awesome.
It didn't collapse. It didn't like fall apart. No, it was stolen. Somebody stole a bridge.
Aliens.
This bridge was how big again?
20 feet long and 10 feet wide. It's no.
Is it like a ladder?
Do you steal a bridge?
I don't know.
Magic.
I can only imagine it involved a crane and the.
Like the bird?
The bridge made out of? Like, how heavy was it?
It doesn't say, but it was just like this farmer road.
Cardboard.
Cardboard, probably wood.
That's Illinois. It was made of corruption.
Death farmer.
Death farmers. It's funny because in the article, they actually go on to say that they called the sheriff's office and they did confirm the bridge was, in fact, stolen. And the guy was saying, we've had street signs and stop signs stolen, but to go to the extent of taking a bridge from a road, you just don't see that happen.
That took effort.
Well, that doesn't happen every day.
I couldn't imagine people stealing bridges in their spare time.
And just in case you were ever curious, stealing a bridge is actually a felony because
Who'da
it's
thought?
Government property.
Damn it.
So it's theft of government property.
Well, I guess I should put that bridge back.
Yeah.
Well, I just shoved it in my ass and walked away. There we go. Bye.
Let's leave it to the fox.
Gone.
He's bigger on the inside.
Like a TARDIS.
That's the sound his anus makes. Did you fart?
Just that scrapey grinding noise.
Yes.
I learned one. I can't remember. It might have even been on like Notcast or something. But somebody was telling me that apparently that noise was somebody scraping a key.
Yep.
Across a piano wire.
It was a house key over a piano.
Yeah.
Wire, yeah.
Awesome.
And that made the sound.
They slowed it down and immodulated it and all that stuff.
And that's where you get the sound of mechanical T-Rexes fucking.
Well, actually, the sound of a Yeti. They had a Yeti on the show in the 60s. They had it roaring. And it was actually the sound of a toilet flushing, but slowed down and reversed.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's BBC golden. Special effect budget in the 60s, just huge.
Well, you know, whatever works.
You had to be creative back then.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It's like the, I think it was... the Jurassic Park, I think it was they used a donkey for the sound of the T-Rex in Jurassic Park. It's actually like a donkey that's been modulated and like slowed down. And
that
they
makes
did a
it
bunch
sound
of
so much less impressive now.
I know. They fed it like a donkey.
Do, 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 do.
Donkey.
Yeah.
It just reminds me of the Jurassic Park theme played on like the recorder. Yeah. It's done all
like
majestically,
like a kazoo. Do, 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 do,
no,
do.
Somebody did a video where they record the Jurassic Park theme with a recorder, and it's just this horrible,
it's squeaky and out of tune, and like it just sounds so awful.
But it's hilarious.
Like halfway through the song, he just sort of gives up.
Fuck this.
Somebody did the same thing actually with Miley Cyrus's Wrecking Ball.
Oh no.
On a recorder, and it was beautiful.
So the original song.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
Sounds so awful.
I'm pretty sure that song was Roten in Crayon. Roten.
Roten.
It was Roten in Crayon.
It was Roten in Crayon.
It was so dumb.
By Miley
Cyrus. You can't even talk about it.
So does Roland has article.
I do has article.
Do you has article?
I diz.
He does.
He diz.
Okay. She did.
So in London, a high court judge has ordered an insensitive father to stop emailing his children in all capital letters.
Stop yelling at your children.
This man is currently involved in a custody dispute involving his 13-year-old son and his 9-year-old daughter.
I don't know why it's funny he's in a custody dispute, but it just really adds to it.
It really does.
No, Bert, you can't have the kids. You're yelling at the children.
Internet yelling.
And so during the dispute, the kids have been moving back and forth, and they've been corresponding with the father over email. The judge ordered they call these old style of emails. I don't recall a time where I ever emailed somebody in all caps. But they declared it equivalent to him shouting, and it needed to be improved upon with the help of a family assistance officer.
Oh, my God.
Quote, he needs to help make his messages appropriate and child-friendly. There's nothing worse than an email suggestive that the sender is shouting at you.
Oh, my God.
Well, in today's class, we're going to teach you how to write in small case.
Yeah.
This just reminds me of some bullshit in The Office where somebody got reprimanded for being too serious or, like, they didn't add emoticons or smiley faces, so they were being insulting.
That happened to me, actually. I didn't put, like, a smiley face in, and people thought I was just being a jerk when I was actually kind of joking. And yeah, I was like, oh. They're like, yeah, put in the smiley faces next time.
Oh, eat a dick.
Kill yourself next time.
Yeah, no kidding. Fucking, but I just, this article is just stupid from two sides. The dad not knowing how to fucking grammar an email.
Grammar an email.
Yeah, learn to grammar your emails.
LTG.
and then the court ordering the father not
the fact that this needed the input from a high judge, like,
yeah,
what the hell?
That apparently, you know, writing an email in caps is, you know, constitutes yelling at your kids. That disappoints me.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's, you know, easy enough to interpret an email as not yelling.
Like, I know enough people that just, like, don't know what caps lock is, and so they hit it by accident. And then they're just like, well, I can't figure this out. Type, 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 type. Send.
Fuzzle like this. Because I know what caps lock is. It's cruise control for cool. I'm going to submit any book that I ever write
in all caps.
In all caps.
Actually, no, you know what? I found out one of the most annoying features. Like, if you really want to fuck with someone, in LibreOffice, there is a function that you can highlight text, right-click it, and capitalize the first letter of every word.
Oh, my God. Yeah, oh, you could do the same in Word.
Yeah, I wasn't sure, but I found this in LibreOffice. I'm like, oh my God, I have to use this someday.
Oh, there's actually people that type like that on the internet, and I'm just like, what the fuck are you doing?
I think maybe they're just high-functioning trolls.
That's right, shithead. Have some caps. Aww.
Just the extra effort that takes to capitalize every fucking word.
Yeah. Well, it's like the people that, I think I broke Tal.
Tal is such a slopotomist.
Just the way you described that sounds like you were talking about, like, a mental condition. Because that's what they, like, high-functioning autism and shit. So when you say high-functioning trolls...
Is it in, like, the DSV manual? You know? I'm sorry, ma'am, your son is a troll. Have some Ritalin.
Isn't there something we can do?
You should have beat your children
more.
Well,
I mean, I typically don't think very highly of trolls anyway, so my statement still stands.
Vaccines cause troll syndrome. goody.
They should have caps locked at their children more.
Trollism.
Oh, so good. Trolls are now a mental condition.
Should be.
They probably should be.
This makes the internet make a lot more sense for me.
Oh, God. Next time I see someone doing that in, like, IRC, I'm going to laugh my ass off.
Are you a high functioning troll?
I need to know.
Are you just a regular troll? Would you like to be a high functioning troll?
Ask your doctor about bullets in your head today.
Oh, good. Yay.
Have we given you guys enough time to find articles or?
Oh, I wasn't actually looking for articles. I was pulling up email.
Oh, well, if we,
we...
I do have, like, I'm just going to... There's a headline on Florida Man. It's, Florida Man approached by cops while masturbating on boat ramp. Tells them to suck it. Drools. Keeps masturbating. I guess he needed the extra lube. I don't know. Oh, it was an elderly man.
Where was he drooling from?
He was 83.
Man.
Oh, I don't want to think about an 83-year-old masturbating on a bridge.
But at the same time, if you're 83, how many fucks do you truly give if you go to jail?
Apparently not. He was taken to jail, but a detective waved and Wilkin acknowledged him by nodding his head. According to the detective, Wilkin then unzipped his pants, exposed his penis, and began to masturbate.
Oh, my God.
Wow. When given the takedown signal, he continued to masturbate, began to drool, and asked the detective to suck it.
Oh, my God. See, the way they word that is really ambiguous, though, when they say began to drool. Are we talking about, like, from his dick or from his mouth?
I'm going to assume his mouth.
I'm going to assume that when they say drool, because...
they're not talking about pre-com.
I think in most cases, journalism has to be far too literal for something like that. So it's like the man proceeded to, like, ejaculate pre from the tip of his cock. Something.
It's
something far more graphic than you ever want to hear about an 83-year-old man.
It's a news article, not a fur affinity story.
I want to read that news article where they have to actually describe the way a man ejaculated.
Sure, it was ejaculation, not pus.
I just
Pre-cum began to flow copiously from the tip of his penis. And now over to Joe with the weather.
The man gasped sharply as he laid his head back on the,
oh my God.
On the warm modes. Wooden ramp.
Welcome to Notcast. This episode, we dramatically create a story.
Improv eroticism.
Improv dramatic erotica reading.
You high-functioning trolls.
We are...
High-functioning fur fags.
High-functioning dragon.
But you're a bull.
You can get, like, halfway down the stairs before you fuck it up.
Oh, I'm falling. Ow.
I wonder what a high-functioning Keo is like.
Well, usually there's a lot of dick. Hey, next. Hey, got, next. Hey, next.
Gotta keep his focus.
The fox focus.
Gotta keep the gears oil.
He's got the fox eye.
For a straight guy? Where are we going with that?
Fox eye for a straight guy.
Nice.
Oh, no, honey. You need to walk over. Mm-hmm, that loop. That loop right there. No, girl. Shove it.
Suck
shove it in.
That doesn't sound very high functioning to me.
Sounds more like bent over functioning.
Debbie,
that's
likes
normal
pie.
Position for a fox.
Normal position.
Assume the position. Okay, officer. Bend
I can't
over.
Help it that
tail
when I bend
raised.
Over my ass size, I guess.
Ass? How do you measure ass size?
No, it's size. SIGHS.
Oh. Oh.
Oh. A fart.
Again.
Ow. Ow.
Can you stop? My God. Are we done today? Can we?
The officer shines the light in. It comes out of your mouth.
That's Yoshi, I'm pretty sure.
Looks normal.
You shine the light in through his mouth, and then it just comes straight out his asshole.
An egg form.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you make nightlights, kids.
I'm seeing the horrible cross-section we're creating here by including Notcast and Unfurled. It's
now
like
I
watching
have
a train crash in horribly slow motion.
Oh, man, that one dickhead's going to be so pissed off.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Tranny.
Oh, God! Oh. You have just invoked the Tumblr. How could you? Oh,
I'm going to take my cis privilege elsewhere.
It's a tranny wreck.
Shemale tranny on fire.
Oh, God.
There, I pissed off the internet.
You pissed off the whole internet.
In the world of news, Keo, why don't you tell us all about RuPaul?
Ah, anger!
Make sure you hold the mic.
There's
right
a
up.
Story here.
Fucking, gender privileged assholes. So, okay. In RuPaul's Drag Race, they have the section in every episode where it goes, ooh, girl, you got shemale. It's, you know, a joke they had in the show. It's M-A-I-L. It's supposed to be
Email.
Yeah. And they're making fun of, because RuPaul's Drag Race is a spinoff. It's like, it's supposed
top
to be
model?
Like, it's supposed to be like Top Model.
Okay.
And they have their male segment. So they have their male segment. Ooh, girl, you got shemale. Oh, fine.
Eat the mic.
Yep. Like you're sucking a dick. Just don't let the lips leave.
Okay. Fine. Okay. So they have that segment. Well, a few episodes ago in RuPaul's Drag Race, they had actual female or shemale. And they had like little bits of anatomy. And you were supposed to identify if it was a woman or if it was a drag queen.
Okay.
So
if it was a cock tip, I'm going with shemale.
So
could be a vagina.
It could be.
It's a huge clit. Oh, wait, no. It's drooling.
It's a monster clit.
Monster clit.
So the internet got pissed off and the gender warriors decided they were going to rear their fucking heads and be like, oh my God, you said shemale and that's really offensive because that is transgender sex workers and that is really offensive and you can't say that.
I'm a trigendered pyro fox.
Yeah. So they got all up in arms about that. Mind you, the, oh girl, she's got, you've got shemale, has been on every motherfucking episode of that show since the beginning. Or this is their sixth season. So then they're like, oh my god, she has shemale. RuPaul's doing this for attention. So they've removed the segment from the show.
That is retarded.
I'm like, I hate you.
Oh, wait. No, I'm sorry. I said retarded. That's ableist.
Okay. It's fuck. Mentally disabled.
No, you can't compare bad things to any kind of disability. That's ableist.
That's right.
That is so handicapable.
Because it's not a disability, you neurotypical cis scum.
Yeah.
Actually, funny story. I had somebody that claimed they were offended the other week because there was a chef cutting a cucumber while blindfolded. It was just already trimmed cucumber, and they were blindfolded and cutting it up into little thin slices. He did the whole thing, and it was this huge, like, foot and a half long cucumber.
That's what people say about my dick.
It was generally impressive by any standard, but he was also blindfolded. The part that wasn't so impressive about it is that it's all muscle memory anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were telling this guy who's, not fully sight capable, and he was offended because it implies that cooking food while blind is anything to, like, applaud or, is something that they can't do normally.
What the fuck?
How dare you offend my blind privilege?
Yeah, if you're looking for reasons to be offended, I hate you.
Welcome to Tumblr.
It's an absolutely stupid thing to do.
It reminds me of, there's this movie a few years back. I think it was a Scary Movie. And one of the characters was in a wheelchair. And whenever somebody offered to help him with anything, he got all pissed off. And towards the end of the movie, a girl offers to give him head. And he's like, screw you, I could do it myself. And then the next scene is him going down on himself, feet dangling in the air.
Yeah, I remember that. You know, I just...
that is essentially what's going on, though.
Yeah.
Well, it happens a lot lately in the gender community, because people are like, one of the things they're trying to do, and I commend people trying to defend people who are oppressed or transgendered people. That's a noble cause, defending those groups. I am all for that. But at the same time, when in the fight for equality, what they're trying to do is basically abolish gender stereotypes and shit like that, which, go right ahead. But along the way of trying to abolish stereotypes, they've created 10,000 different fucking labels and words for things.
They're also getting pissed off at all the wrong people.
Yeah, they're not getting pissed off at the Tennessee hick who's trying to stop them from doing shit. They're getting pissed off at people on the internet who said a thing ignorantly, which is...
It's saying that allies are bullshit because you don't understand my pain.
God, yeah, that whole thing about how allies are actually, not helping the gay community or not allowed to help because they're straight.
Trying to downplay the things that you or I would do because I identify as a male.
Yeah.
And so I have cis privilege.
Yeah.
I also have white male privilege.
Yeah. Which, yes, I have those things. But it doesn't mean that what I'm saying is wrong, and it doesn't automatically make me an asshole.
It doesn't make me a harm to your cause.
Yeah.
I'm the biggest harm to their cause, and they love me. You're a white male drag queen.
You provide an unfair stereotype to all the gay males.
Yeah, well...
And you're insulting transgender people by trying to dress up as them when you don't identify as them.
Oh, yeah. I've gotten that so many times from the transgender community.
Really?
You are offending me. Yeah, really. I've gotten... Ugh. You are offending me because you are trying to identify as something that I am. And you are being... I'm like, do you even fucking know what a drag queen is? You're dumb.
Yeah.
It's like putting on a fursuit and having another kin getting offended because you're dressing up like what they want to be.
They probably do.
It's essentially the same thing. Yeah. I've had multiple people like message me and be like, you're offending me by existing.
Good.
And I'm just like, good. That means I'm doing my job, since the drag queen's purpose is to fucking offend and press. Ah.
Did you say to oppress people?
It is literally your job to oppress LGBT rights.
Yeah.
It is my job.
I hate the whole concept that, oh, drag queens are just reinforcing the gender binary.
They've completely forgotten about the concept of community, which is supposed to be what the whole LGBT cause is.
Oh, yeah.
LGBTQSBF. GDBBBB.
BBQ, LOL, OMG.
Yeah.
The thing that pisses me off, which you just reminded me about with the gender binary. Roland and I were talking the other day about we're both bisexual, and there's some of these people get offended at the term bisexual if you say you're bisexual
because it excludes transgender people.
It's the gender binary thing. But... Oh, I just can't deal with pansexual. It's such a stupid sounding word.
And the other thing that I feel the need to mention is that the unintentional exclusion of a particular phrase or term is not discrimination.
Yeah. Especially when they're like, one of the things on Tumblr that I find hilarious is headmates. Have you guys heard of this?
No.
Wait, head mites. Oh, that's when you have to use mates. That special shampoo.
Oh, no, you were telling me about this, weren't you?
Yeah.
I haven't heard about this.
So a thing on Tumblr, and this is, again, this SJWE thing, just to get away from gender, because if we keep talking about that, we are going to inspire the ire of the entire internet.
I'm okay with that.
I think it's funny this is going on Tumblr.
Yeah. This is going on Tumblr.
Oh, the hate.
I have nothing against these, you know, against trans people or people who are androgynous.
Yeah, that's never been part of my issue.
Yeah, it's just, but like one of the things that's happening, and this illustrates it perfectly, is on Tumblr, there's this SJW movement where they're talking about headmates, where a person basically is claiming to be what they call, quote unquote, a multiple system. Where basically it
manifests like a server running a virtual machine.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, where they talk about how they are actually different people sharing one body, and they're called headmates, and they say that they have a multiple system. They're not a singular person. They
did
are
you ever
a multiple
see Herman's
system.
Head in the 90s?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
is exactly what this is making me think of.
Yeah. And so like, and if you like talk about it, and if you say like that they have like dissociative identity disorder, they're like, that's discrimination. And I'm like, you're making shit up now to make yourself seem special. Like there's a point where, you know, I forget what they call it, but there is a point where a particular movement gets taken to such an extreme that you can't tell whether it's satire or serious
is that
anymore.
Poe's Law?
I think it might be Poe's Law. I'll look it up here.
It's
but,
almost like when those Onion articles are sometimes like, is this real or the Onion? And occasionally I'll see someone on Twitter post a really fucked up headline and then hashtag not the Onion, because you can't tell sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right. It is Poe's Law. And it's that, what does it say? Name is intended as blah, blah, blah.
And there's just too many of these quote unquote movements around that I have no choice but to believe that these things are real, and that these people who need help are actually congregating online.
Yeah.
Reinforcing their own delusions.
Yeah. Well, what it is without blatant display of humor, it's impossible to create a parody of extremism or fundamentalism that someone won't mistake for the real thing. And that's what's happened with the social justice warrior movement and all this stuff, is that you can't tell if they're serious or if it's just a joke on some of these people. I honestly met one. There was one on Tumblrisms, if you've ever seen that series of videos on YouTube.
I haven't, but I think I need to look it up.
I highly recommend
Tumblrisms.
Tumblrisms. And like he talks about headmates and stuff like that. And one of the people he brings up is seriously like, oh my God, it's that guy from the trigendered Pyro Fox video.
Uh-huh.
He's like some ponykin autism spectrum disorder, this gender, that gender, trans, this activist.
Hey, there's one on thin privilege.
Yeah. Yeah, thin privilege is another one.
Dare you not be breathing heavy after running, showing off your thin privilege.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm actually convinced that there's nothing on this system privilege that's actually real anymore.
Yeah.
Because most of the posts have been, like, people on Reddit going, this is my troll post. But it's amusing enough to read about people saying that your friend running faster than you is thin privilege.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what we're running to. This whole episode is a fucking dig on Tumblr.
This is welcome to Tumblr.
If all I've done this episode is insult Tumblr, I don't see what I've done wrong.
I am very sure that we have very much offended a few
people. Tumblr.
This sucks because after you two fuck off back to Canada, I'm going to have to deal with all the hate email coming in.
Yeah. You know, Simon's going to listen to this and be like, did you do?
I kind of have to commemorate any Tumblrite that has made it this far into the episode.
Oh, yeah. The correct term is Tumblrina.
If you're still listening, well done.
Yeah. The correct term is a what?
Tumblrina.
Tumblrina.
Yeah, it's a word I've seen people using towards Tumblrites to be like, oh, some fucker in Tumblrina said
Tumblrina this. Sounds like if Tal became a ballerina dancer.
Yeah.
Do-do-do-do-do. Oh, fuck. Ah, crap.
Yeah.
You get a 0 out of 10 for falling on the judges.
Hey, I have to, like, fake punch you.
It's a 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10 is when you hit the judges. You land on them. Like,
and then
swan
and then
dive.
You hold up all their 10 signs for
swan
yourself.
Swan dive onto the desk.
Fuck yeah, bitches. 30 points.
30?
So, I have a question from Tumblr.
Pre-blog.
We actually
forgot that Tumblr actually does have a notcast.
Oh, this episode's going to suck for you, Fuzz.
This is going to be like that one episode.
49?
Oh, yeah.
One episode?
Oh, there's quite a few of that one episode, actually, but...
Yeah, there is.
No, Keo, no, I know which one Keo means.
We'll have to ask later.
So, here's the question was, toilet paper, over or under? Now, my answer to this question is that I'm offended because that is a toilet paper binary, and I don't recognize that.
I shit toilet paper.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to dig too much on trans, but, like, my toilet paper is actually, like, it's held sideways, so it can't be over or under.
Mine's pan.
I'm pretty sure mine's over.
Seriously, though, I always put my toilet paper over, and I think people who do under are sacrilegious and need to be stoned.
I really don't care so long as you replace the damn roll.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, because if it's not the way I want it, I can easily fix it. But for fuck's sake, put the new roll on there. Just leave the empty roll.
That, like, some people, for whatever god-awful reason, like, stores their toilet paper in the pantry across the hall from the bathroom.
Oh, my God. Put it in the fucking cupboard. Oh, my God.
Please just leave it. Don't leave your toilet paper in the bathroom, leave it in the bathroom.
So it was funny. A friend of mine was at a truck stop a few weeks ago, and he posted a picture that someone didn't replace the toilet paper. Instead, they drew an awesome face on the empty toilet paper. It was like
super helpful.
I want to get just a roll of awesome face stickers. I think
just
that would be a good use of
everywhere.
Your time and money.
Yeah,
yeah, totally.
Just start slapping them on the back bumpers of people's cars.
I'll put them on people's cars when they park shittily.
No, for that we need the chalk paint.
Yeah. Oh my God, have you guys seen this?
No.
Okay, this guy who when people park shittily, he has this, it's like spray on chalk marker, right? For like, you know, they would paint like the lines of like on the grass with it and stuff. It's just chalk. Oh,
right, right. Okay.
So that's all it is, just chalk powder. But it's spray on, and when someone parks shitty, he goes up to their car and sprays their car, the line that they're parked over, spray paints it onto their car with this chalk marker. And like it just yes. like wipes off. You know, like you take it to a car wash and you're good.
But you hope that they have a freak out. When
yeah.
yeah.
When
it actually films several of their reactions. And was it the one lady is like, oh, this asshole totally painted my car.
And well, like,
why did he do that? Because I parked over the line.
No, well, like what happened? She was like, this guy left this note saying he spray painted my car because I double parked. And the girl she's bitching to is just like, well, did you double park? And she's just like, well, I
you don't get sympathy from the universe when you double park.
Yeah.
And then there's just a slow head shake from the other girl, like,
pretty much.
You dumb bitch.
You a stupid how.
I like that idea though. Okay, this one's a neat question. It's another Tumblr. You are dropped into your favorite childhood cartoon, anime, or show. What do you do?
I get a mini skirt.
Ask
as a 20, like as a currently 27 yeah. year old, I'm dropped into this, or like as a teenager.
That's all the Tumblr says. So
it says
you
are
want.
Dropped in. That's
okay,
present.
So yeah.
I ask Flame Dramon out on a date, and then we go to the movies and have a nice night with wine and a campfire
and butt sex.
Oh, I reenact all of the Digimon fan fiction that I've written involving myself and my other OC. In our like endless love relationship, and then selflessly sacrifice myself for the greater good of the Digidestined.
You can't say OC. That's that's discriminatory to the ponies.
I'll come over there and I'll smack you.
Ah, Brodies. You're funny because you're sad.
Okay, tell us how you really feel.
You wouldn't want that.
So Kyo, what are you getting dropped into?
Saverin is going to be editing this episode and he's just gonna be like, what the fuck, guys?
Saverin would agree with me at this point. Let's see, he said favorite, right?
Yeah, our favorite.
Yeah, your
childhood.
Favorite childhood.
Oh yeah, if it was my favorite, I'm just gonna get a whole shit ton of skirts and magical girl powers. That's happening.
Skirts and magical girl powers.
Sailor Keo.
Haven't you had that as a commission?
Yeah, a few times actually.
The whole little pan of power thing would just be a massive dick.
A bad dragon dog. Whoa. Yeah.
I'd drop in and fuck Fluttershy. No, wait, no, current. That's childhood. Never mind.
Yeah.
I'd probably go and like fly to Sea Duck on Tailspin or something.
Oh yeah.
Baloo.
I love that show.
I would dive into a giant thing of coins and then realize how bad of an idea that was.
Ow, my face.
This doesn't work like it did when I was a kid.
Me number one dime.
What else we got?
No, I'm fat and splattered.
How much wood would a woodchuck suck if the woodchuck were on E?
Two.
The whole festival.
If a woodchuck were on E.
And that was an anonymous Tumblr.
Yeah,
user.
It would just chew on itself for a while.
If he's doing E, I assume he's at some sort of convention or music festival. So yeah. The whole thing.
As long as you don't wake up with a fish in your bed.
So here's one that will actually inspire maybe a good rant or discussion. Why do furries insist on being on TV? It never ends well. Since I can't post links, please look up Storage Wars Furry on YouTube. They're from the Dallas area. I've heard of this, but
no,
they looked really fake. I don't think they were actually from our community.
Yeah, I heard about that, and it was definitely not real furs.
The last travesty, though, was Dr. Phil, so we can... That's the most recent one, so we can talk about that.
Yeah, I have no idea about the Storage Wars thing, though I'm gonna have to look that up.
I haven't seen. That's the one where they get like this fursuit from Storage Wars. They find it in one of the containers, and he tries to find someone to sell it to. And they go to these furry's house, and they're like, "We're gonna use it to yev."
And they're really bad mascot suits with the big bubbly head, and not like any fursuit you've actually seen at a convention. So I call bullshit on that.
You know that furry is really getting into the mainstream when Storage Wars has to fucking stage something.
The Storage Wars had to stage something because they literally ran out of anything else to fucking stage.
Either way, I mean, you
yeah, but
we're sort of on the cusp of like not being the public asshole anymore because fucking Storage Wars and Dr. Phil are covering furries.
Okay, well, I don't know. The reason I think a lot of people insist on going on TV and shit is because they're positive that they can do it better than the other furries that have gone on TV and shit.
I'm gonna make it not offensive.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it won't be about the sex when I talk about it because, you know, editing doesn't exist. Well, and,
right, exactly.
Yeah, the smarter people would not go on television for this sort of thing. Like,
so many stupid
ones. I don't volunteer myself for, you know, something like Dr. Phil because I know that largely the situation's going to be full of leading questions and they're likely not going to put me in the best light. And even so, I'm not the best spokesperson for furries right now because I don't even have a job.
So, Roland, does your dog like hand jobs?
Yeah.
Not a leading question.
And I mean, like, I've seen the Dr. Phil episode, and it wasn't the best, but it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't the worst. Yeah.
Boomer maybe baseball. You had the one obviously crazy motherfucker.
Like, you had Boomer, of course.
Yeah.
You had the chick that was a high school dropout that had no job. Not so bad. Still needed work.
And I did see the clip where Dr. Phil was basically saying it doesn't matter that you're a furry. It matters that you don't have a diploma and you don't have a job and you're leeching off your mother.
It matters that you're not leeching off your mother.
Yeah.
And the only one issue I kind of had with that whole episode is like the points where he's just like, you need to find a man. How will you find a man if you're living like this? And it's
said that to the girl, or
it was the bunny woman.
Yeah,
the bunny woman. Yeah, who wasn't a furry? She was just a crazy bunny lady.
No, she was just
fucking
nuts. But yeah, everybody thinks that they're going to be the one that sheds the light on what furry truly is by completely ignoring a large part of the furry fandom, saying it's not about sex, and by not addressing that fact makes it weird.
I always have this problem.
It's the elephant in the room because they know we have sex in fuzzy animal costumes. Don't lie about it.
No, we don't. That never, ever happens.
Yeah, like that's
the only
thing
way
is, like,
that we can be taken seriously is if we actually address adult issues like adults.
Yeah.
By talking about it.
Well, one of the things that I fucking hate, and I got in this argument with this one for, and I was like, man, I really wish furries would just stop. Like, we'd stop being so in denial about the sexual sides of the fandom. And he's just like, well, the fandom really isn't about sex. I'm like,
yeah, it is.
Okay, girl, really, really. All you need is an FA account with the adult filter turned off, and it's all laid out, like, right there for you to see. The whole world can see it. Like, it's no fucking secret. And, like, you look at it, like, I even know an artist, and she hates doing porn. Hates it. Absolutely despises doing it. But started doing it under a pseudonym because it sold so much more than all the other artwork.
Maybe you're not lying, and maybe furry isn't about the sex for you. Maybe there's nothing sexual about it at all. But to say that the furry fandom is not largely based on a sexual relationship with your appeal to furry characters, it's equivalent to putting your hands over your ears, closing your eyes, going la 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 for the rest of your life.
We're
because
not a Muslim podcast. Don't do that.
We're not on what?
Yeah, I said we're not a Muslim podcast.
Oh. Now, oh, you God. Really offended Tumblr.
Yeah.
Reblog.
I know. I'm trans religion.
And
every time we say something that offends Tumblr, we should say reblog.
Take a shot. Reblog.
Reblog.
Reblog. Oh, God.
I was going to say, actually, you know, so like at its basis, I just say furry is about an appreciation of anthropomorphic animals. And I know there are some people that aren't into the sex of it, though. I mean,
but for
enjoy adult artwork.
Yeah, but for every person that I know that doesn't like the adult side, I know 150 others that
it's,
do.
It's not unreasonable.
Yeah. Penis.
Yeah. It's not unreasonable to take someone's word that they aren't sexually attracted to furries, or that the furry part isn't about the sex for them. It is absolutely ignorant to say that furry isn't about the sex.
The things that irritate me when the media gets it wrong are implying that everybody in the fandom has a fursuit.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You don't,
I'm sorry, we're not all rich. I don't have $3,000 to drop on one of those sizes.
Or have to be $3,000.
Or the other ones where they're like, we're all totally into the spirituality, and that's the only aspect they present. And, I mean, my feeling on that is that I think it's a lot more socially acceptable to mainstream society to be like, oh, they have a weird kinky fetish. That, like everybody else, has a weird kinky fetish.
Well,
like,
yeah.
As opposed to, oh, they think they're a fucking dog.
Yeah,
really fucked up.
And maybe if all we talked about was the kinky fur fetish, people would probably stop listening. Because they really
asking.
Don't want to hear about our sex lives.
Oh, it's so great when my cock starts drilling all over the fur.
Reblog.
Yeah, you know, like, interview a bunch of people that always have furry sex and have them explain in explicit detail the sexual acts they perform. You'll see how many people are still watching by the end.
Yeah.
And like, I get that if, you know, that can't be all you talk about. Like, that isn't all of what the fandom's about, but it is a part of it. And to deny that part of it is...
We spent enough time trying to express what our...
Like, here's this blueberry pie. There's no blueberry.
Like, yeah. We spent all this time trying to explain how furry is like this vast, wonderful, like artistic canvas. But...
Well, it is.
But nobody's properly addressed the sexual part of it.
Yeah.
And so that's what people keep trying to look for when they're...
Yeah, they're trying to uncover it because nobody wants to talk about it.
It's like this vast, beautiful anus.
Yep.
Sucking sound.
So what else we got in the questions?
All right, let's see what we got here.
Fucking noise.
Fashion, franking. Okay, so we've got one more question, and it's actually... appears to be a legit question. So, now he did misspell "bi curious" as "bo curious," so I'm not sure.
Reblog.
I'm curious about "bo."
I'm not sure whether he meant "bi curious" or whether he dropped a letter and he means "bro curious"
or "boy curious."
Could be.
Ooh, boy curious.
Boy curious.
Hi guys, because it's H A I.
Oh my
God.
Hi guys.
When you spell hi, H-A-I, I automatically think you're 13.
Hi.
I still totally spell my haze like that sometimes.
Hi, Malkesson.
So, I have a lot on my mind. I've been fairly certain I was gay for the past year or so, and all of a sudden, last few weeks or so, I've suddenly been attracted to girls, and fur femmes as well. Am I just beau curious? And should I try finding a local female nearby?
So I'm going to shed a light on your universe right now. Absolutely everyone in the universe is bi-curious.
Or bo-curious. We don't want to leave out them bows.
Don't. Reblog.
Or bro-curious.
Bro-curious.
Everyone has...
Nothing wrong with a bro job.
That one female that they would totally wreck the shit out of. Even if you don't think you would, there's always one person in the world that is the opposite gender that you will like at some point. I'm as gay as they fucking come. I would have multiple amounts of sex with Jessica Alba.
Jessica Alba.
I love Jessica Alba. I would fuck her up, down, and sideways.
Yeah, it sounds like you're bi or bi curious. But honestly, honestly, that's a question that really you can only explore yourself and try to find the answer to. Like if it's just furs that do it and, you know, humans don't, then maybe.
I think he says.
I think he specifies being attracted to
humans and furs. Okay. It's both.
Well, in that case, yeah, probably.
It's, you know, like everybody. It's one of those things that people don't really talk about, yet everybody jokes about it.
Yeah.
You know, the bi-curious sort of phase that people tend to go through in, like, high school or college.
Mm.
And, I mean, coming, you know, Fuzz and I are both bisexual. And the...
so offensive. Scum.
I've never put a whole lot of stock in defining... how that works for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
where you are on the scale.
Yeah, like on the Kinsey scale, like what? I'm probably like a whatever one's gayer, I'm like a 4. But I've had many sexual experiences, and you know, when I was curious, I found a guy that I liked and I went for it. So if there's somebody that interests you, it's not going to hurt you to take that step and ask them out. Yeah. Or if there's somebody, you know, it's just like, hey, do you want to have sex? I'm curious. Yeah. Well, that's also an option.
And even then, I like, just in my mind, to me, when people start talking about like, start asking other people, well, what am I? Am I bi? Am I that? To me, it's probably best not to worry about what other people would call you or what to call yourself.
This really does sort of bleed into what we were talking about in removing
labels.
These silly labels.
Yeah.
If you're attracted to one girl in particular, well, that's what happened.
Then you're attracted to that girl.
If you do something and you're not attracted to that girl anymore, well, that's what happened.
Yeah. I honestly wouldn't worry too much about what to call yourself or...
It's not like a, you know, this tattoo that's going to follow you around for the rest of your life. You're allowed to try things out.
Depends on the girl.
Yeah.
Touche.
Don't stick your dick in crazy, because crazy doesn't go away.
Yeah.
It's an STD. I was reading the Crazy X thread on Reddit today.
Oh, God, don't do it.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
It was delicious.
Yeah. But yeah, honestly, dude, I mean, it sounds like you're bi-curious, at least that's what I would call it, but probably worry less about what other people would call you and worry about what to call, yourself.
He's curious about the opposite sex when he thought he was gay.
Yeah.
That's bi-curious.
Yeah. He says, should I try finding a local fur female? And I was like, if you want. I mean, that's up to you. I don't say you're required to, like, yes, go immediately find someone to fuck. I mean,
Other important thing to consider is that you don't have to rush anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have to call yourself bi. You don't have to call yourself gay. You don't have to have sex with a guy. You don't have to have sex with a girl. You can do any or all of the above if you want.
Like you can do them all in the butt, and then it's all the same.
In any of the experimentation scenarios that I've been a part of, these people have trusted me, or I've trusted somebody else to guide them through that experience, so you don't have to find some random person.
Can you tell us about that in detail?
I met some guy on the internet. He's like, I think I'm gay, and then it happened.
Yeah, well, the internet is a magical place for that. But yeah, honestly, dude, you want to have sex with a chick, go fucking go for it.
I mean, and if you want a one-night stand, I can't stop you.
Yeah.
Just use protection.
Yeah.
Girls get pregnant a lot easier than guys.
Get a condom and wrap that shit.
Yeah.
Or just stick it in and call it a day.
No glove.
Stick it in her butt.
Yeah, it's just
that's true with
the whole am I bi thing. The reason I say that I don't like I don't really like the whole like asking people about it is because I see this a lot actually on Reddit, and inevitably It breaks down into an argument over what the fuck is bi and what the fuck does this mean. And then like 50 other labels come out and they're like, well, you could pick one of these 100 different sexuality. And like, honestly, don't worry about it. And just do what you want to do.
It's such a common situation in furry, just in reverse.
Yeah.
So somebody going, well, I've always been straight my entire life, and now I find myself looking at guys and not just furries. What do I do? And the answer is experiment.
Yep. Figure it out. Figure your stuff out. Because honestly, we can't really tell you what you
are.
What I
do isn't going to work for somebody else.
Yeah. The answer is that you have your friend tie you up in front of a glory hole. You reenact school days and
just see what
if
happens.
You really like gallons of cum being
pumped
into
you.
You
can totally enact your rape fantasies if you choose.
Probably, maybe we should qualify with as the victim and definitely don't go out into the world.
Oh, Jesus, no.
And don't do that.
You don't have to sea salt all over the place in reverse with women, but
that's half the fun.
Yeah. But yeah, do what you want to do. Don't worry about what it's called. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Fuck it, literally.
Yeah.
And this one is one that we actually read previously. So with that, the Notcast email box is empty.
Cornholing.
Cornholing.
So we blew through that.
I'm
blue.
Yeah. it's sea salt. That dog gets so much dick.
It's jealous. A good thing that nobody
this is my envy face.
Typically writes about, you know, the repercussions of STDs and stories like that.
I'm just hoping that somebody's parents walked into their room right as I said that dog gets so much dick. And someone's getting weird looks now.
It's official government business, I swear.
That dog.
Anybody
dick.
Listening to Notcast should know to listen to it with their headphones on.
Yeah.
Let's say the shitty Apple headphones from the first gen, then their sound's just bleeding out like apples.
And we have also had a couple of reports of people listening on headphones on a computer speaker or on an iPhone, and they pull away from their desk or whatever, and it pops out and starts playing out loud right in the middle of some fucked up comment.
I've had that happen
before. Been there. One of the better times that I had when I was wearing headphones was when I thought the headphones were plugged in.
Oh.
And I was playing like this really sort of like happy, gay sort of trance music, and people are like, where's that music coming from? I'm like, oh, fuck. Let's just plug that in there. There you go.
Yep. I just.
They're like, is somebody gay in this office?
I think somebody needs to take that dog gets a lot of dick, turn it into a ringtone, and then change their friend's ringtone unknowingly.
That dog gets lots of cummy dick.
Can we make it some sort of EDM, you know?
Drop
the knot.
Does Saffron do erotic voice recordings?
We should out of position in divisions and both have adult scenes in
okay,
them.
So what we need to do is we need to turn that entire thing into a ringtone and then just have a play on the subway.
Bing bong, you've got sloppy dick mail.
Sloppy dick mail.
Gooey.
Bing bong.
We'll just
got a dog dick.
We'll just turn all the sexual descriptions into ringtones.
And then sea salt drooled.
Out of his sea asshole.
Out of where? Where from did
I don't
he
think,
drool?
I don't think sea salt has saliva anymore. It's just cum.
I don't know where he gets time to like eat or anything.
It's all cum.
He gets all that protein.
That's
he's on a liquid diet.
That's why it's called sea salt, because it's not actually water. You shouldn't try to drink.
Actually, steampunk is an experimental sea salt is an experimental new genre called cum punk. He's actually run purely from cum and is designed to be a sexual pleasure slave that gets off on non-con
reblog.
Oh my god.
I like the idea of cum punk. That's your next anthology.
Somebody has to send this. Somebody has to show this to Red
Rusker. I might take you up on that.
Cum punk.
Someone has to show this to Rusker and just be like, so this is what people think of you.
I'm down with Sea Salt. I published the comic. So.
Yeah, I love the Sea Salt comics.
I really do. They're good.
You know, I really want to make a drag costume now that's cum punk, right?
Oh, that'd be
just covered in jizz.
I think now I need to start working on the erotic anthology that is cum punk.
Cum punk.
Like, I'm just going to get a jacket and just jizz all over it, let it dry, and be like, I'm cum punk.
Yeah, I need 50 of my closest friends to come over here and jerk off on my clothes, and then you'll be ready for tonight.
Jizz-powered machinery. How would you write jizz-powered machinery?
One of them would obviously, like, one could be like a pleasure slave from the perspective of the master. The other could be like a somewhat self-sufficient sentient being that runs on cum, so he has to spend he has to at least have like sexual intercourse once per night, and so his entire
or he dies, so his entire story, you have to fuck me or I'll die.
I swear I don't have AIDS.
That sounds like some it sounds like it would turn into some Dragons Fucking Cars shit.
Trust me, it's cum punk.
See,
if it's
cum punk, you could just have these quote unquote machines built out of flesh and blood, except that their sole purpose is to operate and live off of cum.
I really want to Google cum punk right now.
But there is a Dragons Fucking Cars subreadit.
We don't need to see that.
You can go. It's actually just an entire subreddit.
Wow.
Pictures.
Okay.
So there is.
I searched for cum punk and there's a Tumblr.
What?
There's a Tumblr. There's a tag on E621 and there's a cum punk on Facebook.
What the fuck?
Oh man. Someone totally beat us to this.
Oh my god.
Athlete cum punk.
He looks cum punk.
It's just totally some sort of troll Facebook.
You know, I'm going to steal that now, right? I'm going to work that into my routine.
What is cum punk on E621 bring up?
Probably punk. So,
actually, no. It looks like a legitimate sort of. Yeah, it's totally powering his gun right now.
Oh my god. He
that's
has a
amazing.
Dick-powered gun.
I love it so much.
And we thought we were being so clever.
Oh my god.
I love
this person, whoever he is.
Hashtag stolen.
It's so good.
I'm totally taking this idea for my next anthology.
Except the problem with cum punk, though, is that it's misogynistic.
Oh, then this one is literally cum punk.
What?
Punks and cum.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a porn Tumblr.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of dick, yo.
That is a lot of dick.
Yeah. Except cum punk, unfortunately, is misogynistic, so reblog.
Reblog.
What are some of the comments?
I thought of something really offensive to say and then decided against it. Two words. Cum gun. You're going to need a lot of Viagra and Vaseline if you get in a proper firefight with more than one guy.
Hallelujah.
What am I looking at? I think the gun shoots a spoo instead of bullets. I'm not sure on this one.
Oh my god.
Bang, you lost the game.
Fuck. That is still a thing.
No, it was posted 3 years back when it was no longer relevant then.
Oh.
Right. It wasn't relevant then. It's not relevant now.
Yep. It was a stupid concept then. It's a stupid concept now.
Fuzz?
Yes?
You are going to have to keep me updated on exactly how much hate mail you get from Tumblr over the first half of this episode.
I will.
I'll be disappointed if there's not at least like 2 hate mails.
I'll reblog all of it.
Oh, here, I'll make it worse. Lesbians are just gay men.
Oh my god.
You're welcome.
Table flip.
Reblog.
Yeah. If anyone made it to this part of the episode. I hope. I wasn't actually too offensive to people who don't deserve it.
I don't care anymore. I quit.
I really don't care. I mean, hopefully they've listened to this episode long enough that they understand that my issue is not with them.
Yeah.
I'm a drag queen. I'm supposed to be offensive.
Well, anyway. I think with the no more emails and the discovery of cum punk.
should probably bring this grand adventure to a close for this week. But it's been fun having our guest Canadians.
Yep.
They made me poutine.
It has been a pleasure.
It has.
You didn't even talk about what the hell you've done with the Canadians since they've been here.
You know, you guys could totally do a little oral road trip report if you want.
Well...
We came to Texas.
We ate barbecue.
Yeah, we had a lot of barbecue.
Gorged.
A lot
of
chicken. A lot of biscuits.
No, you
we ate more
chicken.
Food.
Yeah. We started with Babe's chicken when they arrived on Friday, and we did Heartache barbecue yesterday.
Yeah.
I think one of the, aside from watching, you know, Captain America and going to a hookah bar, the only thing we've done aside from eating is the zoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that
but
I mind.
It is that no, that has been a great weekend.
Yes,
great week for me.
We also made the Americans poutine.
Yes, that was appreciated. That was fun.
Yeah, everyone seemed to like it. I honestly don't know why it's not an American national dish, because it's everything you fuckers love. It's fucking cheese and fucking gravy and French fries and shit. It's heart clogging and fried. Amazing. And why does not the rest of America have this shit?
It is really strange that it's not like a wider spread thing down.
Yeah, a wider spread.
Oh, Roland.
I'm deep throating my microphone.
As far as you can take it, you're a quitter.
Just need to be wider spread.
That's a large penis.
Come punk.
Anyway,
actually, I've never said that before.
Is that his belt?
I think that's the harness holding the cum punk cum catcher on his cock.
God so, damn.
I guess, does it enter in through his urethra? Is it like a sounding device?
God, I hope not.
Let's not analyze the porn picture.
I totally am, and you can't stop me.
I learned so much.
Actually, does the gun have chambers?
Has been not fertile.
Yeah, okay, so it looks like it's a four shooter of some kind.
One for each ball. He has four balls and 16 nipples.
And an origami vagina.
No, he actually is very scrawny, has a six pack, and... Yep. Very lanky.
Mm-hmm.
And a cat person.
That just looks very bulky. To walk around with, you know? Like, if he was like a sheriff in the Old West, he has to be, like, naked all the time with that big
thing. How inconvenient is it to have to fight with a constant boner?
Yeah.
Like,
I find this battling very turning on.
If you get a flesh wound and you start losing blood, then your gun is no longer working properly.
Honestly, that boner is, like, one of the largest targets on his body.
Shoot the penis. He doesn't have a weapon anymore.
Oh.
Shoot the penis. He'll lose his will to live.
Oh, and also his gun will work.
Yep.
God.
Come on.
This episode ended on a high note.
It did.
So I guess, how do you usually end these?
So on that note,
good night.
And big balls.